Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love, on Binge Networks Television. We're also live streaming on YouTube. So I have a question for you. Could you be suffering from what I call the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome? That's a mouthful. So I'm going to help you figure out if you are by asking you a few questions. First of all, has all the social distancing got you climbing the walls? Or are you feeling overwhelmed with fear that you or a loved one might get sick or even leave his or her body? Are you worried about finances or worried about the future? Are you binge eating or drinking? Or are you spending too much time on the internet or glued to the TV? Or maybe you're sleeping too much, or your sleep is restless, or maybe you can't sleep, or you have nightmares when you do sleep. Did you know that all it takes is one accident, illness, or one single stress to set off the biochemical imbalance that triggers PTSD? I bet you didn't know it. I didn't know it until recently. So I want to give you a quick overview of the symptoms associated with PTSD. The first is depressed mood, and then there are avoidance behaviors like not doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, like exercising or eating correctly, and also distorted or debilitated feelings and hopeless emotions, feeling like the world is coming to an end, like also a sense of despondency, like who cares if I eat right or exercise, the world is irreparably screwed. These are the thoughts and feelings. Frightening thoughts, feeling stressed, anxious, tense, jumpy, jittery, on edge, or suffering outright panic attacks, irritability, or angry outbursts, or disturbed sleep, as I mentioned, or nightmares, or avoiding people and places that you are afraid will upset you, or having aches and pains and stiff muscles, or low energy, self-damaging or addictive behaviors like binging on the TV or the internet, or even self-medicating with food, drugs, or alcohol. That's a big, long list of symptoms. And I bet you're saying, yeah, that sounds like me. Now, if you're suffering even a few of those symptoms, you are likely suffering from a new condition that I have named the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome. But I don't want you to freak out. I don't want you to think this label is like a life sentence without parole, because there is hope in sight. And today I'm going to introduce you to the first research-backed drug-free remedy for PTSD and for this new global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome. And by the way, this remedy I'm going to share with you also reverses most of the ailments that plague our modern world. Now, did you know that according to the NIH, that's short for the National Institute of Health, 44 million Americans, including 5.5 to 6 million veterans, reported struggling with PTSD as of June 2019. And that was before the COVID-19 pandemic. So that statistic is really the tip of the iceberg, because most people don't even know that they have PTSD and then they don't receive treatment. Now, if you're thinking, well, hey, Dr. Jamie, I'm not a veteran. I'm not a victim of abuse. I can't have PTSD. Well, think again, because all it takes is one single accident, one illness, or one stressful event for us to develop PTSD. Did you get that? Just one. One illness, one accident, one stressful event. So the bottom line is this: we all have to face the painful truth that the stress associated with the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19, has pushed our world over the edge, triggering the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome. Now, I'm not telling you all of this so that you're going to freak out. That's the last thing you need, is to get a case of PTSD on top of PTSD. So I'm just telling you because there is a way out. And I'm going to introduce you to the latest NIH scientific research proving what causes and what reverses PTSD. And this info is information that your MD doesn't likely yet know about. And I'm also going to introduce you a little later in the show to my energetic system upgrade method. It's an amazingly simple, science-based, drug-free, and rapid way to reverse PTSD. And a bit later, I'm going to actually do a live demonstration of the energetic system upgrade. It's the first time we've ever done this before on the show. And you're going to see how I incorporate the latest science into the first step of the energetic system upgrade. Then I'm going to tell you how you can experience your own energetic system upgrade healing miracle for yourself. And I also have a surprise for you that I'm going to announce at the end of the show, and you're going to love it. It's a surprise gift from me that's going to really help further your healing. So let's just talk for a moment about some of the science facts. And I'm going to give you a breakdown of the latest scientific research on how PTSD happens to each and every one of us. And I want you to pay close attention because, as I said a minute ago, even your doctor is probably not up on this latest research. So number one, stress. And stress can be emotional, biochemical, or environmental. Any of these forms of stress cause a rapid and massive depletion of magnesium from the body. There's NIH published research about this, and I'm going to tell you also about how you can read the research that I am citing now. Now, magnesium loss triggers a chemical imbalance in all of our bodies that's called HPA axis dysfunction. And now HPA stands for hypothalamic pituitary adrenal. Now, the HPA axis refers to the primary neurobiochemical stress response network that involves both the central nervous system and the endocrine system. The endocrine systems control our hormones, right? HPA axis dysfunction, hippocampal volume, and endogenous opioid function are all technical medical terms that describe what we commonly know as total adrenal burnout. Burnout is the end result of the body being trapped too long in the fight-flight mode. Fight-flight mode is also known as sympathetic arousal. Now, for the last three decades, it's kind of interesting. My own scientific research and clinical research has focused on developing effective communication and interactional techniques to abort this very biochemical imbalance, which is triggered by unresolved relationship conflicts, by the way. So couples with conflict get stuck in a permanent state of chemical imbalance or chronic fight-flight mode, and that's the same mechanism that occurs in PTSD. Now, the next piece of research you need to know is HPA axis dysfunction is the cause of PTSD. Again, lots of research in the NIH archives. Now, impure water, processed foods, refined sugar and carbs, alcohol, soda, certain foods and tannins from black and green tea, phytic acid from unfermented soy products and unsoaked grains and seeds, oxalic acid from raw spinach, coffee, smoking, GMOs, gluten, damaged fats and oils, fluoride toxicity and other neurotoxins and endotoxins, pharmaceutical drugs, especially diuretics, bronchodilators like theophylline for asthma, birth control pills, insulin, beta blockers, digitalis, tetracycline, and some other antibiotics, corticosteroids, antipsychotics, and cocaine are just some of the drugs, along with toxic metals like mercury, lead, and aluminum, pesticides and herbicides like glyphosate residues in our food and our water, results in our body becoming depleted of magnesium. Basically, as you can see, things that are very difficult to avoid in our water, our food, and our environment deplete us of magnesium. Now, the epidemiological studies and the controlled trials confirm that most of us are at least moderately deficient in magnesium. And as I said, our Western diet and lifestyle results in nearly every person being deficient in magnesium, meaning everyone has some degree of PTSD. And again, all it takes is one accident, one illness, or one trauma, and that's sufficient to create that chemical cascade, the rapid excretion of magnesium that triggers the HPA axis dysfunction that causes PTSD. Now, speaking of magnesium, it is an essential nutrient that is needed in over 1,000 enzymatic reactions in the body. And this is going to blow your mind. Most conditions and diseases are a magnesium deficiency in disguise. most conditions and diseases are a magnesium deficiency in disguise. This is above and beyond PTSD. Now, magnesium deficiency worsens with age. That explains why we become sicker and less stress tolerant and more prone to stress-related conditions and PTSD as we get older, because our deficiency gets worse. Now, the stress of COVID-19 has pushed our already magnesium deficient world over the edge, triggering this global PTSD pandemic stress epidemic. But again, don't despair. There is a way out. And this is very, very encouraging. And I'm sure you haven't heard this before. The very same symptoms associated with PTSD are the symptoms of low magnesium. And according to a lot of NIH published research, correcting magnesium levels reverses PTSD and all its plaguing symptoms. Lots of research. You know, the thing is, by the time the research enters mainstream medical practice, we're all tits up. I know I'm going to get into trouble for saying that word, I'm sure. So now, in many cases, oral magnesium causes diarrhea and gastrointestinal symptoms at worst, and 30% absorption at best. So many people will say to me, well, I'm taking it orally. That's not going to cut it for you, because to reach a medicinal dose that is sufficient to correct your cellular magnesium deficiency, you are likely to get diarrhea or gastrointestinal symptoms at worst, or just a very low absorption rate. Now, this is why transdermal, that is, applied via the skin, transdermal magnesium is preferable to oral magnesium for many reasons. It's more bioavailable, it provides superior cellular absorption because it bypasses your digestion and enters the bloodstream immediately to begin alleviating PTSD on the spot. And of course, it also moisturizes your skin. Now, there's research, lots of research about this. And I'm going to tell you also about how to see all the research if you're research-minded. But there are studies proving you have improved absorption and bioavailability using transdermal. That is from the Geriatric Times, from the Nutrition Notebook, from McCarthy and Kumar, all kinds of published research showing even low-dose oral magnesium doesn't absorb as well as transdermal. So I want to say again, PTSD, as well as many other conditions and diseases, are a deficiency of magnesium in disguise. Now, just as an aside, I'll never forget the day I had Dr. Carolyn Dean, the world's top magnesium expert and author, on my radio and TV show. It wasn't that long ago, just a couple months ago. And we talked about the fact that originally it was thought that magnesium is needed in 300 bodily functions. They call them enzyme reactions, to be precise, right? So, and then that number was bumped up to 600, and the latest research shows that it's over 1,000. It's 1,040 enzymatic reactions. Now, without the adequate magnesium, humans fall prey to all kinds of diseases and conditions beyond PTSD, again, that are magnesium deficiency in disguise. So I just want to quickly run down for you the list of all the diseases and conditions that are directly linked to low magnesium. And again, these same conditions are reversed with the use of magnesium: acid reflux, adrenal fatigue, alcoholism, allergies and hay fever, altitude sickness, Alzheimer's disease, angina, anxiety and panic attacks, arthritis, asthma, atherosclerosis, atrial fibrillation and arrhythmias, heart arrhythmias, bipolar disorder, blood clots, blood sugar imbalances, boils, bowel disease, brain swelling, bruxism, which is your teeth grinding, cancer, carbuncles, chemotherapy side effects, cluster headaches, cirrhosis of the liver, confusion, cystic fibrosis, calcification throughout the body, cardiac arrest, cerebral palsy, cholesterol, chronic fatigue syndrome, complex regional pain syndrome, constipation, cystitis, dementia, depression, detoxification problems, diabetes, that includes syndrome X, hyperinsulinemia, metabolic syndrome, that's all rolled into there, epilepsy, fatigue, headaches, head trauma and bleeding, hearing loss, heart disease, hypertension, which is high blood pressure, hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, infections, inflammation, insomnia, interstitial cystitis, they call it IC, irritable bowel syndrome, that's IBS, jellyfish stings. It also reverses the symptoms of it. Kidney disease, kidney stones, Lyme disease, male infertility, mania, memory problems, migraine, multiple sclerosis, musculoskeletal pains, muscle cramps, fibrositis, fibromyalgia, GI spasms, tension headaches, jaw spasms, TMJ, chronic neck and upper back pain, low back pain, neurological problems, trigeminal neuralgia, one of the most painful conditions in the world, muscle weakness, skin sensitivity, tingling, twitching, ticks, crawling, creeping, itching, prickling, numbness, pins and needles, stabbing, shocking, burning pains, restless legs, seizures and convulsions, vertigo, hyperemotionality, OBGYN, obstetrics and gynecology problems, premenstrual syndrome, dysmenorrhea, which is painful menstruation, female infertility, premature labor, preeclampsia and eclampsia, PTSD, palpitations of the heart, pancreatic infections, Parkinson's disease, osteoporosis, poisoning, Raynaud's syndrome, sickle cell disease, skin infections, skin ulcers, sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, sports injuries, sports recovery problems, strep infections, temporomandibular joint syndrome, TMJ, tetanus, tongue biting, tooth decay, urinary incontinence, and wound healing problems. Now, that is quite a mouthful. I bet you are going to, you know, listen to that list or watch me, you know, giving you that list and say, wow, I have some of those things. Now, many of the conditions that I mentioned are listed in Dr. Dean's book, The Magnesium Miracle. Dr. Dean has said that there are 65 conditions that are caused by low magnesium, but I just listed 103 conditions because I did additional research on uncovering the additional causes of the diseases and the conditions that were not mentioned in Dr. Dean's book. And you can actually see these listed on rxlist.com. Now, here's the important thing. After Dr. Dean finished detailing the list of diseases and conditions that she listed in her book, I noticed that she didn't mention PTSD. And I said this to her during our live show, and she was shocked. And she said, oh my gosh, I hadn't made the connection between low magnesium levels and PTSD. And she thanked me on air for pointing this out to her. This unequivocal science linking low magnesium as the major factor in PTSD, and for also pointing out that supplementing with magnesium is the little known but proven PTSD remedy. Now, if Dr. Dean, the world's magnesium expert, hadn't known about the link between low magnesium and PTSD, you can be sure your MD is altogether unaware of this vital research. Now, most people think, as I used to think, oh, unless you're a veteran or someone who suffered extreme violence or abuse, you can't have PTSD. This is not true. As I said at the beginning of the show, all it takes is one accident, one illness, or one stress to completely deplete our magnesium stores and trigger PTSD. And most of us actually have suffered some degree of PTSD since our childhoods. I mean, who escapes childhood without an accident, an illness, or stress? Then we spend our lives trying to blot out the symptoms with drugs, and the drugs further deplete our magnesium stores, making us sicker and sicker and worsening the PTSD. And then life piles on more and more stress combined with all the lifestyle factors, the food, the drugs, the air, the water, and it has, combined with the latest viral pandemic, pushed our entire magnesium deficient world over the edge, triggering the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome. So now I want to tell you a little bit about PTSD statistics, okay? 60% of men and 50% of women have experienced one trauma in their lifetimes. Now, the reality is PTSD is way more common than we think, way more. Millions of non-veterans silently struggle with PTSD, suffered on the domestic battlefields of abusive family, marital, and intimate relationships. And domestic trauma takes so many forms, emotional or physical abuse or neglect during childhood, a divorce, a breakup, even the bodily loss of a loved one. And even if you manage to escape domestic drama and trauma, life also hurls illnesses and accidents upon you. So life is rife with a nearly infinite number of physical, emotional, and spiritual stresses and traumas that are just the inevitable byproducts of a ride on the earth plane. So even if you were lucky enough to have a semi-functional family and you escaped the various childhood accidents and illnesses and traumas that cause PTSD, the longer you live, the more stresses you suffer. And that means the longer you live, the less likely you are to escape PTSD. So, what's the way out? In the past year, I have been reversing the PTSD pandemic stress syndrome using my energetic system upgrade. It's a research-based, drug-free, divinely inspired method, and no, it doesn't involve religion. This method easily uproots the underlying cause of your stress and discontent and rapidly replaces your negative feelings with instant peace. So if you're really ready for more joy and health and abundance and peace, more than you ever dreamed possible, you're ready for the energetic system upgrade. So my method combines the latest cutting edge magnesium science with my 37 years of experience as a psychoanalyst who's guided thousands in their healing process. And by the way, the energetic system upgrade method produces transformational results, not only in reversing the PTSD pandemic stress syndrome, but also in lifting any emotional, physical, or spiritual blocks that most of us suffer. I'm just going to take a moment now and share with you a video. It's a short little video that is Dr. Tenpenny. The famous Dr. Tenpenny had an energetic system upgrade with me, and she healed.
Here's her testimony. She said, well, would you like to just like reconnect with that and kind of heal some of those things that happened? And I said, yeah, that would be amazing. So we did one of her energetic upgrades, which
when I sent you, I had the a sample of this special nutrient sent to you because that's the first step in the energetic system upgrade. So then when we got together, I said, okay, you have it, you know, and then we put that as step one, right?
Right. And so we did that. And that upgrade, you put it here, over your heart, and because I had grief, we put it over my lungs, which, you know, energetically, lungs is about grief. And then we had this really amazing guided imagery, you know, perspective, and then we had this whole energy upgrade and, you know, release from things that are a little too personal for me to talk about.
It's okay. Only your hairdresser and Dr. Turndorf know for sure. But we did, we definitely released more than stress or PTSD. We definitely released some very deep energetic blockages. You know, for your people who don't know me, I was always...
Okay, you get the idea. It shifted something that she had experienced an improvement, an 80% improvement in an issue that has plagued her for 45 years despite seeking all kinds of help to resolve her issue. So how did I help her realize the shift, and how am I going to help you? So to break this down, all of us have suffered a trauma in childhood, or more than one trauma. That's why I call childhood the deformative years, no pun intended. Trauma causes PTSD in all of us. And the trauma that we suffer has tentacles that reach into our adult lives and create painful blocks and interfere with our work life or block our capacity to love and form satisfying intimate relationships. Early trauma is always working behind the scenes on an unconscious level, and this makes us blind to the fact that an old trauma is running in the background and causing our current discontent. So when I do an energetic system upgrade, I combine my skills as a psychoanalyst with my psychic abilities, and the combination enables me to laser in and see the trauma that's causing your emotional, your physical, your relationship, your work, or your spiritual block. And then when I uncover that original trauma that's causing your block, this magically releases the trauma tentacles that are taking hold of your life and causing your current pain, and this unlocks the block. That's why Dr. Tenpenny had such rapid improvement, because I uncovered the original trauma that had its teeth in her, the trauma that caused her 45-year issue. I uncovered it, and I released it, and I want the same miracle for you. So let's take a break now. When we come back, we're going to go deeper into how you can reverse PTSD and the pandemic stress syndrome. I'm going to talk more about how to make this real for you. See you in a moment back on the show. Hi, it's Dr. J.B. Turndorf here. Are you feeling stressed, tense, jumpy, jittery, anxious, or having panic attacks or angry outbursts or disturbed sleep? Are you worried that you or someone you love is going to get sick or even die? Are you depressed and feeling hopeless like the world is coming to an end? Or are you suffering aches and pains or stiff muscles, low energy, or falling into self-damaging or addictive behaviors like binging on junk food, the internet, or TV, or abusing drugs or alcohol, or not eating right, or exercising, feeling like, what's the point? If you said yes to any of my questions, you are likely suffering what I call the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. Don't despair. My energetic system upgrade is your rescue remedy for the panic epidemic that is plaguing our world. The energetic system upgrade has already helped some of today's top leaders. Now you can experience your own energetic system upgrade healing transformation. To find out more and to schedule your session, visit drjamieturndorf.com/energetic system upgrade. That's Dr. Jamie Turndorf, turndorf.com/energetic system upgrade.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks Television. We've been talking about this new method, the energetic system upgrade, and how it reverses not only PTSD, the pandemic stress syndrome, but so many other blocks that all of us are carrying. I want to take a moment to share with you how the energetic system upgrade was born. And you're going to see how divinely inspired this method is when I tell you this story. So some of you who have been following me for a while or listening to my show, even when I first did the show on Hay House Radio, I was on Hay House for 3 years, right? Now, I told the story, and for those of you who are new to following me, for nearly 30 years, I was married to Emile Jeanpain. He is a world-renowned former Jesuit priest and a Vatican professor, and he founded the Liberation Theology Movement, which he created to fight church oppression from within. You know, after Jean left his body, the Dalai Lama named him posthumously as one of the 50 men of all time who was one with God. Nearly 14 years ago, well, it's actually 14 years ago last week, my beloved Jean was mortally wounded by a bee while we were vacationing together in Italy. Jean made his presence known to me the minute he left his body, proving to me, the former atheist, that we don't die. And this realization led me to conclude that our relationships are not meant to end with bodily death, and that we are meant to reconnect and stay connected, which is the only real cure for grief. Now, I have spent my entire professional career researching methods for resolving relationship conflict and fighting, culminating in the development of my conflict resolution method. And I know that millions of people are not fortunate enough to have the chance to resolve their unfinished business and their issues with people close to them before those people leave their bodies. So most of us harbor some unfinished business with someone in spirit. Now, I knew that Western grief therapy offers us no way of healing unfinished business with those in spirit, combined with my own discovery that we don't die and therefore relationships are not meant to end with bodily death. This inspired me to bring my conflict resolution method to the world of after-death communication. And this culminated in the creation of the Transdimensional Grief Resolution Method. The cornerstone of that method is dialoguing with the departed. That technique enables you, if you're grieving, to reconnect and speak directly with those in spirit, and it enables us to heal any unfinished business. Now, I tell that amazing reconnection story, and I introduce the Transdimensional Grief Resolution Method in my Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. Now, one thing that I never shared in the Love Never Dies book is this remarkable visitation from Jean right after he left his body. And I will never forget what happened. I was standing in the guest bedroom when Jean suddenly appeared to me and said, "I'm going to send you a man who is younger than you, never married, and who has no children." And then he said, "He's going to be grateful to you for saving his life the way you saved mine." Well, this completely blew my mind. But then life overtook me and I forgot about Jean's message until 11 years later when Jean sent that very man. Now, I'll never forget the day that that man appeared either. A tidal wave of love as big as the universe overtook me the minute I laid eyes on the man that Jean sent. Now, I soon discovered that Jean orchestrated that meeting to fill me with unearthly love for that man in order to assign me the divine appointment of healing vets with PTSD, because I soon discovered that that man that I instantly loved was a four-time Afghanistan war vet with severe PTSD. It's my love for that man that motivated me to find a real cure for him and for every vet who is suffering unresolved PTSD. Through a series of really painful events, that man withdrew before I could heal him, and I was simultaneously evicted from where I was living in New York. And I was so heartbroken that I just allowed that emotional riptide to just propel me from New York to Florida. Now, you know, there's always a silver lining to every sorrow if you look for it. And filling me with so much love for that vet with PTSD is what motivated me to dig under every research rock to come up with the little known PTSD and magnesium research. So here in Florida, the only way I could think to mend my broken heart was to just pour my heart into finding that cure for vets with PTSD, the way I couldn't help the man that I loved. And as I continued my research into PTSD, I realized that the PTSD mission that I was being assigned was much broader than I had originally realized. I discovered that not only vets, but the majority of the world suffers undiagnosed PTSD. And in the process of researching the subject, I discovered I myself had PTSD because I was born 3 months early. I only weighed 2 pounds at birth. I had emotional and physical abuse in my first family. I suffered 106 degree fevers for the first 10 years of my life as a result of a congenital defect that was caused by my early birth. I lived on antibiotics for the first 10 years to treat the fevers. I had surgery at age 10 to correct the defect. Then I survived a car crash in which a drunk driver rear-ended me while I was parked in traffic on a bridge. Then I survived a 60 mile per hour train crash that sent me flying throughout the train car, and that caused spinal damage. I then realized I had undetected and untreated Lyme disease for most of my adult life. And of course, last but not least, Jean was torn from me by the fatal bee sting. So yes, I had PTSD. Now I say had because I applied the same method that I developed to heal those with PTSD to myself with equally amazing results. Okay, so here I am in Florida, and I began sensing that I was being asked to develop a new energetic healing method that would enhance and expand upon the transdimensional grief resolution method. So one day I said to Jean, "Well, give me the name of the new method." That night, I'm in my online transdimensional grief resolution method coaches training group, and we all heard a bell ring, ding, immediately followed by a woman's voice that said, "Excuse me, time for a system upgrade." We were all speechless because that voice did not come from anyone's computer. Okay, so Jean answered my request. Now I had the name of the new method, the energetic system upgrade, but I still had no clue what this new method entailed and how it would relate to PTSD. So around this time here in Florida, I met the distributors of a special form of magnesium called electromagnesium. Now, what's special about this form of magnesium, electromagnesium, is that it's applied transdermally via the skin. Because transdermal magnesium bypasses digestion, it immediately enters the bloodstream, and this form of magnesium has the power to instantly alleviate stress and PTSD. So when I discovered electromagnesium, the synchronicities that led me to this point hit me like a lightning bolt. I was moved to Florida as part of a divinely orchestrated plan to incorporate the electromagnesium as the first step in my energetic system upgrades. Now, I don't sell the product. I'm not a distributor. I'm not an affiliate. I don't receive commissions. I just use electromagnesium on myself, and I prescribe it to my patients and my workshop and webinar participants with amazing results, not only with PTSD, anxiety, panic, and depression, but also in reversing, as I said, many of the diseases and conditions that are actually a magnesium deficiency in disguise. So in the last year or so, I've been using this special form of magnesium in my energetic system upgrades, and the healings have been amazing. Because as I said, magnesium instantly enters the bloodstream and begins reversing the chemical imbalance that underlies PTSD. And as soon as the magnesium is applied to the skin, I literally see stress and PTSD vaporizing right in front of my eyes. You know, a woman was sent to me a week ago, having been in a horrible car crash, and she had all the symptoms of PTSD that I mentioned, could not sleep, was awakening when she did sleep, screaming at the top of her lungs. And I got the distributor to send her the electromagnesium, and she wrote me by the next day and said, I feel like peace has come over me. I feel like I'm myself again. And so you feel calm, but alert. And once, you know, I use the transdermal magnesium in the energetic system upgrades, put it on your skin, and I see the PTSD vaporizing right in front of my eyes. You feel calm but alert, but also receptive, because magnesium activates the electrical circuits in your brain, your heart, and your organs. It's like an electromagnetic paddle. And in this relaxed but open state, I then begin the energetic system upgrade, which incorporates my psychoanalytic and my psychic abilities. And that enables me to uncover and then uproot whatever underlying physical, emotional, or spiritual imbalance, wound, trauma, or unfinished business you're carrying. And healing the underlying emotional, physical, or spiritual imbalances that underlie PTSD is vital, because these factors are what set us up to fall prey to the PTSD or PTSD pandemic stress syndrome in the first place. So eliminating the underlying issues helps ensure that PTSD doesn't return, no matter how much stress you face in the future. Okay, so I have a very special surprise for you. When we come back from the break, we're going to do the first energetic system upgrade demonstration here on the show. And after the demonstration, I'm going to tell you how you can get your own energetic system upgrade. I don't do many, but if you feel that you need this upgrade, I will make myself available to you. And for anyone who signs up for the energetic system upgrade, you're going to receive a free gift from me. This is that special gift, the digital copy of my new book, If You Think You Don't Have PTSD, Think Again. The book is filled with all the research I was talking about, and it also discusses all the various conditions, the main conditions that we think are conditions that are discrete, like depression or anxiety or sexual dysfunction or addiction problems, how they are all symptoms of PTSD, which itself is the result of the magnesium deficiency. So let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to say hi to my guest, and we're going to do the energetic system upgrade. I'll be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love. Hi, it's Dr. J.B. Turndorf here. Are you feeling stressed, tense, jumpy, jittery, anxious, or having panic attacks or angry outbursts or disturbed sleep? Are you worried that you or someone you love is going to get sick or even die? Are you depressed and feeling hopeless like the world is coming to an end? Or are you suffering aches and pains or stiff muscles, low energy, or falling into self-damaging or addictive behaviors like binging on junk food, the internet, or TV, or abusing drugs or alcohol, or not eating right, or exercising, feeling like, what's the point? If you said yes to any of my questions, you are likely suffering what I call the global PTSD pandemic stress syndrome triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. Don't despair. My energetic system upgrade is your rescue remedy for the panic epidemic that is plaguing our world. The energetic system upgrade has already helped some of today's top leaders. Now you can experience your own energetic system upgrade healing transformation. To find out more and to schedule your session, visit drjamieturndorf.com/energetic system upgrade. That's drjamieturndorf.com/energetic system upgrade.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks Television. So, Bob, my darling engineer, would you please bring my guest on air, bring his audio and video up so we can say hello to him. So I don't know this person who's coming. I just know his name is Dan, and we're meeting today for the first time. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hiya. Thank you so much for being with me on the show. So you have offered to be our first energetic system upgrade participant on air. And yeah. So I since I don't know anything about your story, would you just like to state, if you could, in a succinct way, what you feel is a block that you have been struggling with? It could be a long-standing block, something you've had since you were a child, something that's more recent. I mean, it doesn't matter how far back it goes. If you would like, just state what the block is, and then we'll launch into the energetic system upgrade and do the work.
Well, when you were talking about PTSD, I was trying to think of the most, I guess, traumatic experience I've had. And first thing that comes to mind, I guess, is when I had my cat die. And it was, you know, because it was also my mistake, I ran over the cat.
Oh.
And it was quite a gruesome experience watching it die. Oh. Quite slowly.
Oh, my dear, that is.
So that sticks in my mind still.
All right, let's work with that, yeah. Okay? Let's work with that. Now, as you know, I use the electrotransdermal magnesium as step one. So, and I know that you have it next to you. So would you please, where I feel that we should put the magnesium cream is on your heart, please. because you have grief. So grief is settled in the heart and also in the lungs. So put it above your lungs too. Okay. And also I'll put it in your throat because the throat feels like it's clogged up with a bit of tears. It's not easy being a man because, you know, the male gender role is kind of like a straitjacket. Put a little bit also on your forehead and third eye. Right here, the third eye and the temples. Okay, because this also helps us connect with spirit, and we can also reconnect with our animals in spirit, not just, you know, the two-legged people. All right, so now from this point on, I would like you to just close your eyes. Don't cross your legs or your arms and just listen to my voice. We're going to do as a first step, me putting you into a trance. All right. So I'm going to talk you through. Take a deep breath in and just keep your eyes closed now until we finish our experience. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. And on the next inhalation, I want you to feel the warm golden light of spirit coming in through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. And then I want you to feel that warm golden light coming down over your face and your head and your jaw and down your neck and your throat down your chest and your upper back and down your arms and out your fingers and down your stomach and your mid-back, your groin and your low back, and down the front of your legs and the back of your legs, and down your knees, shins, calves, ankles, feet, and toes. If you sense any area of the body resisting the flow, just let your inhaling breath bring that warm golden light into that area of constriction, and then let your exhaling breath flush out any tension or toxicity. See the breath as having eyes with the power to penetrate down into your blood, your organs, your cells, all the way down into your DNA. And keep breathing and sinking as if you're in an elevator, dropping lower and lower down the elevator shaft, or in a well bucket, dropping lower and lower down the well. Now take as much time as you need to feel relaxed, and when you do, just say, okay.
Okay.
Okay, keep your eyes closed. Take a breath in. And I want you to make a first statement aloud to your kitty. And let it be a feeling statement, not a question of feeling. And try to be as close to your feeling as you can when you say it.
I feel a lot better now.
You just feel better. You just feel better about the experience, and you haven't even had to say a word. Isn't that something? The pain and there's the guilt that you've been harboring that's been really choking you, the guilt, right? The self-blame. You feel that's already just lifting, just without saying anything.
Yeah, very much so.
This is an extraordinary thing because, you see, we're energetically connecting with your cat. And of course, because cats don't speak, the healing in this case is coming energetically as your cat is putting her paw on your heart. I don't know if you can feel it, but she uses her paw like a hand. Did she do that with her paw? Use it like a hand sometimes and reach out and touch you with her paw?
Yeah, she was always quite comforting and never really was aggressive or anything. It's really
Yeah, she shows herself. It's a girl cat? Yeah.
No, sorry, a boy cat.
But the boy cat has a very motherly quality.
Mm.
She puts her, I keep saying she, there's a comforting quality to your cat. And it feels like my paw is on your heart, healing your heart. Don't blame yourself. So the guilt is lifting already. You can feel. Don't blame yourself. Now, do you get a sense also of what your cat is conveying to you? Again, when you connect with an animal, it's not so much words, it's more of a feeling, right? Can you get the feeling that your cat is giving you now?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Can you say it?
Imagining, you know, the kind of personality he had and what he would be thinking or, well, you know, looking at me in a certain way.
And again, don't live with the memory of what he was. Try to connect with him as he is, because he's with you now in a spirit form, just not in a physical body. And there's something that your cat wants to convey to you, a piece of information that is very, very important that you know. And it's more of a message that I'm getting just through a feeling. Do you need me to help you with this message?
Yeah, if you could.
So the first feeling I'm getting is one of great gratitude that you were such a good master to me. And that you were always so kind and such a good caretaker. And I'm so grateful that you have been my owner. Could you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right? And now I'm getting the message, you didn't make a mistake. You spared me. Now, this is a very strange message. Do you understand how you spared me is, even though it was gruesome for you for me to leave my body in this way, it was sparing me. Because if I had stayed in my body, there was a very, very awful physical illness and death that was going to come to me. In other words, it was like a salvation. It was like a euthanizing. It saved me from something far worse that was coming.
Yeah, I feel that too, because he was towards the end of his life, actually, but you know, it was having some hearing problems and some other health issues. So yeah,
that confirms it. It's like you euthanized me. The alternative to staying in my body was going to be awful. And it said that we have certain choices of which exit ramp we want to take. And I let you help me. You did me a charity, a service. You euthanized me in this way. It's an amazing way of turning the story on its ear.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's quite comforting, thinking of it like that.
It is what your cat is saying. And I don't know you. I didn't know your cat was old, but that's the kind of message that I'm getting. And the paw. Why does your cat keep showing me his paw?
it'd always be able to comfort you and come up to your bed and, you know, give you hugs. It was always, quite affectionate.
The paw. It's almost like a human paw reaching out to you to comfort you. And such a sense of relief to know you're not blaming yourself and racking yourself with guilt.
Hmm.
So now when you think about that horrible incident and how you remembered it with so much trauma and the residual PTSD, tell me how you feel now as compared to how you felt before we did this reconnection and this dialogue.
Yeah, it feels a lot better. It's almost like a blockage has come unstuck.
That's wonderful.
You know, not not being able to talk about it much before, I guess, was probably what was holding on to that guilt. But yeah, having someone to talk to about it is quite good.
I'm so glad. And I have to honor you completely for being the first person ever to have the courage to come and do this, because it takes a lot of courage to be that naked and that emotionally vulnerable. And it's most of the people who have done energetic system upgrades thus far have been women. I did a workshop at 1440 and there were some men there, but you are in the pioneer race of men. Men who are brave, emotionally brave, and it is such an honor to know you and to help you to lift this piece of PTSD that you've been carrying. And this going forward is going to really immunize you against falling prey to PTSD, because you don't have the residue, this energetic residue, wearing you down and continually depleting you of magnesium, because the energy we have to spend to keep the trauma under wraps depletes magnesium also.
Yeah, I think that too. A lot of times I always feel it directly in the heart, like it's almost seizing up. It feels quite
exactly
tight.
With that grief. And how does your heart feel now?
Yeah, it feels a lot more open. Like it's you don't feel that tension in the chest anymore.
And you know, I know this might sound wild, but there's something I'm getting for you about finding a life partner, and that when the heart is seized up, it interferes with the ability to draw a life partner because it's locked up. And now that your heart is like a knotted fist that opened, love will come to you more freely now.
Thank you. Hopefully, yes.
So I want to tell everyone once again how you can have your own energetic system upgrade. Go to drjamieturndorf.com/energetic system upgrade. And you'll be invited to receive a sample of the transdermal, the electrotransdermal magnesium that Dan used. I don't sell it, as I said, but the manufacturer all the way in Australia has arranged to make this available for you so that you can use this electromagnesium as step one in your energetic system upgrade. You'll only have to just pay for shipping and handling in the US. So I think that concludes the story for today. Today was a very beautiful day. Dan, I'll never forget you for being my very first.
Thank you.
During the show, because I've done them a lot in workshops and webinars, but never during the live show. And I really honor you and I wish you so much love. And keep me posted also on how you're doing. And let's all begin our journey together of being a pebble in the proverbial pond, because as we heal the PTSD in ourselves, the pandemic stress syndrome in ourselves, we then reverberate that healed energy out to the world. We are pebbles in the proverbial PTSD pond, and together we can really make a difference. We can make the world a better place and heal the world together. So I'm going to see you next time. Take care for now.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.